Stack, this is repeating on Donald D. Craker. Donald D. Craker. That is D-E-K-R-A-K-E-R. D as in David. D-E-K-R-A-K-E-R. D. Craker. Date of birth is 6-18-1940. Date of visit. It's 6/25/25. Please make copy for Andrew Newald. That's N-I-E-W-A-L-D. N as in Nancy. N-I-E-W-A-L-D. Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD. And right. Lower lobe lung mass. Next paragraph is with illness. This is an 84-year-old male who has recently been found to have a irregular mass of the right lower lobe. Noted on a chest CT on 4/28/25. Period. The mass measured 5.6 by 4.0 centimeter. And subsequent PET CT done on 5/18/25 showed the right lower lobe mass to be hypermetabolic with a SUV max of 16.6. The patient had no FDG AVID mediastinal lymphadenopathy, period. He was seen by cardiothoracic surgery and underwent mediastinoscopy and biopsy of the station 4R and 2, I'm sorry, station 2R lymph nodes, which showed no evidence of malignancy, period. He has had no recent, I'm sorry, he did have a recent PFT which showed a mild to moderate obstructive disease with a significant response to the use of bronchodilators. Period. The patient does have cough with clear sputum production, denies hemoptysis, denies fevers, chills, and has had no weight loss, period. Next paragraph, past history includes history of foot surgery in 1995. The patient also has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of cancer of the bladder. And mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had some fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo. I'm sorry, does have vertigo, no hoarseness. Yes, frequency of urination. And shortness of breath and wheezing. Yes. Heartburn. Then has diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pain. Then has anxiety or depression. No easy bruising. He has joint pains and stiffness. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly, white male, alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80 pulses. 78 respirations, 20 attempts, 98.5. Weight is 186, saturation 95. HE and D non-sphalic. Pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat was clear. Ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and distant bad sounds. Occasional wheezes were scattered bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur, no gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly. Extremities. 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and emphysema, and number 2 is right lobe of lung mass. Possible malignancy. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Oh, can you please add in the STN physical habits? Habits. The patient was a smoker, 2 packs per day for 50 years and has quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. And please add that in the history section. Okay, next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to go on a Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily, and use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN for shortness of breath. Continue with these antihypertensive medications. He will follow up with the CT surgery, Dr. Manganon, Manganon, for possible lobectomy. And a follow-up visit will be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Andrew Newald and copy for Patrick Manganon, Manganon, M.D. Leading with the people at the middle are the world, and copy for Mangano, Dr. Mangano, Patrick Mangano. Thank you for this consultation. Thank you.